Unscripted, unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
Welcome to Illumination. I am Bob, your host, here with my dad, Dave.
Howdy.
And cousin Pauline is here.
Bonjour, no.
Oh, hello.
That come out of nowhere. That did.
Multilingual.
Well, sort of.
It's too hot, isn't it?
Melting.
It's too hot to be sitting in the spare room with headphones on.
Sweating buckets.
Yeah.
I'm not in the studio.
Studio. It's not a spare room at all. You like the heat, don't you, Dave?
I like the heat. I've been out in the garden this afternoon. Doing a bit of potting up and stuff, and all just sitting there reading me 1968 Valiant annual.
It's like a comic.
It is a comic.
He's such a child.
Valiant,
yeah. Don't you remember that?
No, never heard of it.
Is it Roy of the Rovers
was in Tiger. But you had your Beano and Dandy, which was the real kids' ones. Then you had your sort of like teenager ones, which was Valiant, Tiger, Lion, Eagle. Dandare was in Eagle. Yeah, Valiant, yeah. Captain Hurricane. Going back to me days. 50 pence at the booth here. Thought I could resist that, mate. I love that.
Bargain.
So I saw it, I thought, garden.
Well, I'm glad you've been enjoying yourself, Dave, because you are retired. I don't know if we mentioned that before.
Yeah.
But
6 months now. 7 months nearly.
That's gone quick.
Yeah.
Really quick.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, still loving it.
Yeah.
Not bored?
No, not at all.
Don't miss the old...
I recorded the entire 2020 England v Pakistan and watched it all this morning, 4.5 hours. It's great.
Well... I mean,
what's T20?
It's
what?
It's like Terminator 2, but with an extra leg.
It's cricket.
Oh, bloody hell!
But not as we know it.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's really exciting. We have 20 overs each, and there's all music being played and Sweet Caroline, and it's great.
Sorry, I'm just moving my mic. Sorry.
England won, by the way.
Well done, England. Not the football team.
No, well, forget about them. Losers.
Yeah, even though he's sitting here in his England shorts.
Well, I was watching the England cricket, wasn't I?
I came home and he was in full pads and stuff with out in the garden. Come on! you don't do sports there?
No.
That's just boring.
No. I'm charming.
What do you do?
I don't like... No, I've got into football, haven't I?
No.
No, you're
not. I have got into football.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like, because you're not working at the moment, are you?
No,
but what do you do throughout the day?
Sewing?
Sewing?
Oh, God, that was high-pitched, wasn't
it? Knitting?
I don't sit and sew. No, I'm usually out.
Oh, social butterfly.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Half nine
in the morning. I'll have a Guinness.
Not drinking, but I'm usually out. Not drinking.
Out where? Like shopping or?
Just walking the streets.
Yeah.
Talking to herself.
With a bottle with a brown bag.
I just find each day's gone and I don't know where it goes. Oh, I was an idiot. Yeah, no, I'm not saying.
No, you've done it now. You've done it. You've opened the door. Go on. You is an idiot. Go on. We need to know this.
Well.
That's all I hear.
This
now.
Might not be obvious to other people. It might be. I might. I don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
just...
I'm going to. I decided to go out in the gardens. I don't know what keeps happening. I leave it.
It's
and
like
I'll
a mud pie.
Yeah, wait till it gets the grasses up here.
Doesn't work on podcasting.
I've got a big chore every time because I leave it too long.
Why?
I don't know. It's because it's such a.
You've got a young lad living with
prevention
you.
Prevention is better than cure.
Well, so, got the strimmer. So, and it's a new strimmer. I've not had it long, have I? I bought it a couple of months ago when I went out and done the garden then. Went out and I thought, it's not cutting nothing. It's not doing nothing. So I looked. And you know there's the two wire bits?
Yeah.
I thought, oh, shit, my wire is broken.
Let me just pull another bit out.
Well, I didn't know that. So I got in the car.
Oh, you bought a new one.
No, you can't wait to go to B&Q.
Same when she goes on her own, though, because yeah, she hides and there's no one to find her.
And then she rings her brother, Chris, I'm in B&Q. You're not. I am.
I'm on my way.
No, I know. I should have kept my mouth shut. So I got in the car, drove all the way to Gillingham, because that's the nearest B&Q.
What?
That's the nearest B&Q.
Jesus Christ.
And I looked at all the strimmer, like... thingy.
What point did you realise?
I called the bloke over.
Oh, there was a bloke involved.
Oh, God, you made his day.
Excuse me.
That was the story of the pub that night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I said, my strimmer, the little thingy-me bits have broke. I said, and I need to buy a new one. And he said, oh, well, that's all right, love. He said, what strimmer you got? So I showed him the strimmer because they had poles and all. I said, this one. He said, oh, what? So you've completely run out on your reel.
Real? Real question mark? Sorry, real.
She just ran away.
Said, and I said, real?
oh.
And he said, this one. He said, you just push it down like that and the new bit's plop. And I went, I looked at him, I went, you're joking. And he went, no. I said, I thought I had to buy a new one. And he went, no. So I went home, I was sweating, annoyed at that point.
I would have loved to have seen you at that point.
Oh, but you were strutting. <isn't>
And when I got in the, when I went back out in the garden, all you have to do is push it down and and they come out.
What? Did you actually carry on with the garden?
Yeah, I done it for 10 minutes and went in.
I don't have any luck with strimmers, though.
No, I had the same issue.
They just snap and you have to get another one out. Snap, get another one out.
What they say, what I've seen people do is you get cable tyres and you put a cable tie on it and when it goes round, it never comes off. That's what some people do just to replace it. So you don't have to get a new reel.
I've used about three or four. They have the same thing with all of them.
When I used to have a garden.
Anyone got any tips out there to not stop it from breaking? Yeah. Get in touch.
They just want to buy a new reel.
Because since then, it seemed like every 20 minutes, because I went out there again
the other
day.
That's pretty good.
You just see the blue bits go.
Yeah. Fly away, I thought, oh, I've had enough of this bloody strimming lark.
So your garden's now up to like your hip?
No, because I did half, so I can't remember.
Half of it's up to her hip.
No, not as high.
Did you sign your name?
So half at the end of the garden is to there, and the other half's
she's got a crop circle.
Well,
I felt a right idiot. Do you know what? My first thought was, I'm not telling Dave. And I had a bloody said it on a podcast.
You can't help yourself, can you? As soon as you say, oh, it's a bit of an... Nah, forget it. No, we're in. We're involved. That's it.
Indeed.
Engaged. So, we are here for Elimination, which involves films.
Pauline, do you want to be first this time?
Okie dokie. You ready?
Ready?
Sleepers.
Sleepers. Oh, I watched that the other day as well. Yeah, watched it again. Up against, yeah, go on.
I thought you were going to show a clip.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh,
schoolboy error. I was on the edge of my seat there. Right, okay, yeah, here's a clip of the film. Enjoy.
The scam was simple. I was to walk up to the hot dog vendor and order what I wanted. The vendor would then hand me my hot dog and watch as I ran off without paying. This left the vendor with two choices, neither very appealing. He would stand his ground and swallow his loss, or he could give chase. The second forced him to abandon the cart, where my friends could feast in his absence. I'm gonna need two napkins.
Pay my money, thief!
I took it and ran from him.
And there you go.
Do you know the name of that song?
Go on.
Give Me Some Loving, wasn't it? Spencer Davis Group.
Give Me Some Loving.
Stevie Winwood.
Give me some. Oh, I think the Blues Brothers did that as well.
They did. Versus...
Oh, no, what is it?
Saving Private Ryan.
Well, we need a clip, don't we? Let me just get it ready. We need a clip. Here we go. Enjoy.
Well, there isn't an easy way to say this, so I'll just say it. Your brother's dead. We have orders to come get you because you're going home.
Oh, my God. My brother's dead.
I'm so sorry, James. I can't tell you.
How? How did they die?
They were killed in action.
That can't be. That can't be. My brother's still in grammar school.
You're James Ryan.
Yeah.
James Francis Ryan from Iowa.
James Frederick Ryan, Minnesota. Does that mean my brother's okay?
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
There you go, little clip from the film. The end of it was a bit mean, wasn't it? I'm sure they're fine. I don't remember Tom Hanks turning into Clint Eastwood.
Fine bit of acting there, I thought.
Beautiful, yep.
Bit dodgy, I thought.
Never liked that bit. I do like that scene, though, yeah, to be I fair. Do. It's, yeah, I do enjoy it. Well, they're two very fine films.
This is hard.
Justified
for me.
To be here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think better films than these have gone out.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But
yeah.
They're good films.
Yeah, I agree. I concur. Anything you don't like about these two films?
Yeah, I told you before in the previous round, it goes goes on too long.
What, Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, don't need the bridge.
If you ain't got the bridge, how does it end?
Not like that. Or the way the bridge was done, where they turned into the A-team and they beat the whole German army with about half a dozen of them.
And Mr. T turns up.
Yeah, I thought it was...
I ain't getting no plane, fool. Sucker. I don't know. I like it. I like the ending. I like the fact that it doesn't get... I mean, yeah, there are not many of them.
And there's a lot of Germans with tanks.
Yeah, but they've got sticky bombs.
Sticky back plastic.
Yeah, we're going to need your socks. Yeah. I like the way it ends. Pauline, yeah, do you like it?
I do, but I can sort of see Dave's point.
Before it Dave said it...
Like, before Dave said it, I haven't thought of it. But now he's put it in my head.
Yeah.
I can see, because there's like 500 of them coming over the bridge.
With tanks.
Just, yeah, and then there's just a few of them, stragglers. Like I say, with their socks.
sticky bomb. Yeah.
And it was just a good film up to
but
then.
I do love
it
the film.
That, that shouldn't have been in that film. It was... I don't know, Spielberg, I suppose.
You know what? You have pointed out.
What's that?
I didn't know what I was going to say. I think you're right. It is. It's not something that I'd thought.
Bruce Willis could have been there, couldn't he?
Was he not there?
No.
Everyone else was.
Well, he wouldn't have needed any of them. He'd done it on his own.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay. Sticky bombs. yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, Dave, but I think you have to have that for, what's his name? Oh, yeah, but they are losing, aren't they? That's the funny thing. They are losing.
Yeah.
And then the airstrike comes along and saves them. They're like, it's like the Eagles in Lord of the Rings. They just turn up when they're needed.
I should think they are losing. It's about half a dozen of them and the whole German army coming across the bridge.
But that's the point, isn't it? They're losing and they are being beaten by these 500 Germans or whatever. And then there's an airstrike. They're rescued by, you know, it's like what you say when a plane goes over. It's all right, it's one of ours.
Let's put it this way. How many Germans were killed in that shoot 'em up and how many Americans were killed in that shoot 'em up?
Tom Hanks died.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, one. And the Germans lost about 400
men. And the Jewish bloke. The Jewish bloke got stabbed by that bloke. I like it. I like the ending. You have to have that because Tom Hanks has done all of that to save him, then he dies, and then he turns into the old guy.
The old guy. Yeah, that is quite emotional.
With
that
the
bit.
Whole family behind him, which would never
it's
have happened.
It's a bit like the whole Schindler's List, isn't it?
The end. Sorry, the what?
I'm not doing it again. Did I get it right?
I don't know.
No,
I,
you didn't.
Didn't I?
No.
You're joking.
Schindler's List.
Skiing with the list.
I assumed. Sorry, Avon. Yeah, no. What's the saying?
I don't know. I've no idea.
Oh yeah, no, you know the end of that film where they
Schindler's
yeah,
List.
Yeah, where they come in. It reminded me a bit of that. You know, where it's him at the grave.
Yeah, yeah,
family.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's like different because it's.
But that's saying about Spielberg, isn't it? It's always good.
Oh no!
No, but it is. It's, I mean.
I thought he was going to go for a bigger word than that. This is, I thought he was going to be sick. Or
he made a film about the Holocaust, which is the worst, worst thing you can think of. I mean, it's unbelievably horrific.
Not if you're an
but artist. His film about it is this bloke saving a couple of thousand people. It's
yeah, I see. What you mean.
Do you know what I mean? It always
he finds
has to,
the good,
yeah,
in it
yeah,
and makes a film on the good part, good side. If you can find a good side.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
And
so.
He touches your heart.
Oh yeah, he's got a real way of sort of making it emotional when he can. But I mean, I don't think that he did. For me, Saving Private Ryan didn't lose anything by ending that way.
Well, that's fine for you, but it did for me.
And now, no, because in previous rounds, because I've listened to a few episodes recently.
Have you?
Yeah, because I like the sound of my own voice.
I don't.
Nobody likes your voice. Oh, no. Sorry out there. No, but...
Bloody cheek. Sorry out there.
Bloody cheek.
We're scaring the country for a good a third person.
What was I saying? I've lost my train of thought. No, it's gone.
You like the end of that film, you said.
You're saying you like the end.
Oh, yeah, in previous rounds, because I've listened to it, is you've said that the opening scene is amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible. Which
then they go on the trek, which I love. I like the trek.
Yeah, I do.
Where they go
through... At what point does it not for you? When they find James Ryan?
No. The worst part... The film goes in a downward spiral when the Germans start coming over. Because there's...
Well, and they're all hiding.
I agree 100%.
You didn't before, though, did you?
No, but the more I'm thinking about it, it's actually right, isn't
he? They could have gotten being all killed in a brave effort to save the bridge or holding it for... But it was the A-team. I mean, they just kept killing them and killing them and killing them, and not many of them were getting done in the other way.
Well, the sniper bloke, didn't they, in the tower, he died as well. So there's another one.
Well, I should bloody think so, Bob.
Yeah, well, you're saying nobody died. I've just named three.
No, I mean, in comparison to the Germans, I mean, it's so unrealistic. In a quite realistic film up to that point. I mean, the opening scenes are known for being so realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other end, I mean, you compare the first opening scene to the end scene. I mean, it's two different films. It's hard to believe it's the same film with the same director. Isn't it?
I just don't know. I disagree.
It's gone from the most realistic scene ever to one of the most unrealistic scenes ever.
No, if it was unrealistic, you'd have some aliens turning up.
Well,
I don't see it. Yeah, yeah. James Ryan was a ghost all along.
That's just my opinion. I'm not saying it's a terrible film.
But you said there's
a downside, and that's my downside.
And now you agree, don't you?
I know. That I'm so shallow.
Shallow how?
But when I really think about what he's saying, sort of did when the Germans come over the bridge and it all went a bit, I know it wasn't far-fetched because it is a like war, but with sticky bombs and socks.
I liked it.
I do like it.
Yeah, but now he's sort of
because lifted the veil a little bit. When I do think about the first part of the film.
Oh, the first part is gold.
Just
I mean,
so absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's horrific. I mean, that opening bit where the boat opens and straight away half a dozen have got bullets in their heads. Yeah. I mean,
over the side.
All that training, they didn't even get out of the boat. They didn't get in the water.
Yeah, and the bloke trying to get his thing off in the
water. Yeah, and all the limbs in the water and blood and...
The bloke carrying his own arm and...
Yeah, I mean, and that. And you look at the other end and it's bloody ridiculous.
Still a brilliant film.
It does, yeah. For me, it doesn't take anything away. But I know what you're saying. It did. But I mean, how many times have you seen it?
I saw it in the pictures when it first came out, and I saw it recently because of this.
Yeah. I wonder if you thought that if we'd spoken to you straight away after you saw it the first time.
I thought that the first time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough. Oh, okay. Well,
I do like the bloke with the typewriter.
The little bloke, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, you're not going to need that. You're not going to need that. Yeah, FUBAR. When they're talking about FUBAR. It's not for us to question why, but just to do and die.
Oh, bloody.
That was the quote. Yeah. What about sleepers? Anything you don't like about sleepers?
No, I prefer the kids to the adults. I thought the kids were... I could have watched the whole film with the kids.
And we're not famous for liking kids actors.
No, I thought them kids were brilliant.
They were really good, yeah.
But then later on, you got Dustin Hoffman, who can't do no wrong.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman. I watched it recently, literally 2 days ago. And I was watching that scene and in the courtroom where the witness, the lady, is in the court box, whatever it is. What is it? Witness box.
But
yeah. And which is Tony Soprano's sister.
Yeah.
If you've seen Sopranos. Anyway, so he's looking at his clipboard. Obviously got all the questions written down because he's sort of representing Brad Pitt, you know, his character for the other side. And it's the way he's sort of talking. He's sort of mumbling. He's sort of saying it so softly. And he's saying, so you saw the guys who shot the guy? Yep. And can you point them out? Yeah, they're over there. Okay. And had you been drinking? And she went, yeah, I had a couple of glasses of wine. And then he just unravels her whole day. Oh, and where was you before that? And where was you before that? And it turns out she's had like a bottle of wine and this and that. And it, but you've had all this all day. You've only eaten a salad. And yet you looked up in this panic where you've heard gunshots going off. You're really scared. And yet you've taken this time to look at these people in the faces. She went, yeah, well, I glanced up. Oh, you glanced up. And he just unravels it, and she starts to panic and like, no, I saw them. They're them two guys. I was there. And yeah, but so you've been drinking all day. You had a salad. And she's trying to talk, and he's talking over her. And he just says, and you glanced at two men in sheer panic. Interesting. And he just sits down like,
so good.
It's really good. She's really good in that little scene as well, especially as I know her as Tony Soprano's sister, crazy sister. But yeah, that's not such a small part, but it's so well done.
So well done.
He is brilliant. He can do no wrong. And of course, I'm walking here. I'm walking here. He's that guy. Yeah. So
you ever seen that film, Midnight Cowboy? I don't think you have.
I don't think I have, no. I know that scene inside
out.
You've
never seen it?
I don't think I have.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
That's a good film.
No, but I'm not the one shouting. I'm walking every
It's a famous scene. Yeah, because I used to do a lot of improv. They show you a lot of clips that are improv.
So it was made, I'm sure it was made in 69. The graduate was 68, I think. So there's only a year or so between them. And the contrast between the graduate character and that character, I mean, unbelievable. Looks 20 years older for a start.
I like Tootsie as well.
Yeah, Tootsie.
Oh, I like Tootsie.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. When he takes the wig off at the end. Brilliant.
Rain Man, he's good in that.
Rain Man, it was, oh man, that is one of the best ones ever.
Is that with Tom Cruise?
Yeah. But I did, watching it again, Sleepers, I did realise that watching it from the modern age looking back, obviously it's set a different time. But when I'm watching it, I'm thinking, because obviously, spoiler alert, but when Robert De Niro, they don't know if he's going to turn up or not, and he turns up, and he says, did you buy the tickets cash or whatever? Have you got a receipt? No. And he says, well, how do we even know that you was there? And he's got the football stubs. I thought, well, they'd just check the CCTV, wouldn't they, like now? And I just thought, we're going to have to check into this then. I feel like they do more than just take his word for it. Oh, okay, free stubs. That's it. Yeah, closed case.
Don't look into it too much.
Yeah, but you're saying that...
Because it'll ruin it.
Yeah, but you're saying that about Saving Private Ryan with the end of it. I'm just saying what I thought when I was watching it. And I just thought that was just one bit where I thought...
Yeah, but the strength of him was he's a priest.
He's a priest.
He's going to get more credence than a normal witness, isn't he?
I think he was my favourite in the film.
Oh, he was the...
Who, Bob?
Is that his name?
Bob De Niro. that's what his people, yeah, his friends call him.
Yeah, he's...
You okay, Bob?
Thanks for listening. If they didn't have him, they'd all turn out as wrong ones, but it went
but
that way
did.
Anyway, yeah.
Well,
but he was trying early on, wasn't he, when he told them the story about the Sistine Chapel, and they went, the 16th? Who painted the other 15? Yeah, it was, we said it took him 9 years to paint it, but now it's a ceiling that people look at, and they're all just kids playing basketball. Yeah. They don't care.
It does make you wonder, though, if that, like we said before, if that accident, well, not accident, they literally lobbed it down, it hadn't happened, what would their lives, how different would they be?
How it can turn on a sixpence, really. And... Yeah, I mean, and it was all the kid with the longish hair as well, because it was his idea to say, how heavy is this? Can we put it? He goes, these are heavy as shit. Like,
yeah.
And then they push it, and he says, let's take it over to, and then as he grabs it, we'll let go. It was his idea all the way along.
But then, how stupid, because they weren't little kids, were they?
It's no.
They shouldn't have had no common sense.
Yeah. And I have said before that Minnie Driver, I'm not a big fan of Minnie Driver, but watching it back, she was so understated.
Yeah.
She sort of matched that.
I liked her in it.
Yeah, I did actually. I take it back that I don't like her completely. But yeah, she was good in it. Because her and Brad Pitt's character sort of had that will they, yeah, won't they, but they...
I've got no problem with Minnie Driver, like you have.
I'm only thinking about her in Good Will Hunting. I just didn't really like her.
See,
in
I
that.
Thought she was all right in that.
Yeah.
So is this easy for you?
No, not at all. Not at all. This is really difficult. I think it makes it more difficult that I've seen Sleepers very recently as well, because I've seen Saving Private Ryan a lot, a hell of a lot. Sleepers, because of the what happens in it, it's one of them films I love to hate to watch, but I love it.
Yeah. I've only ever seen Sleepers once, and that was for this.
Hmm.
But Saving Private Ryan,
had you
I've seen
heard
a few
of it
times.
Or any? No,
never
just
never even heard of it.
And on first watching, did you get emotional or?
Yeah, my dear, I'm easily emotional, but yeah, I did. I couldn't bear it, but at the same time, couldn't stop watching it and loved it.
Hmm.
Which sounds weird, don't it?
Yeah, no, but that's what it is. It's the push-pull, isn't it?
Yeah. And bit like List.
Schindler's List.
That's one of them films you want to watch and yeah, enjoying it, but
I mean,
it's
good,
awful.
It's a good education on filmmaking and, you know, a good acting. Because even though Kevin Bacon, I've seen Kevin Bacon in a million things, you believe him. Do you know what I mean? You can see he's an arsehole. You can see you wouldn't want to be in his company, like anywhere yeah, near him. And the bloke in the stand saying, have you ever left your kids with him? And he's like, no. And they get them all, didn't they? They get them all. Rizzo, the kid that died, they got the yeah, guy. It is really harrowing. And I hate the and they say it's at the beginning, the voiceover says, I'm so-and-so, these are my friends, then this is my story. So it doesn't actually say it's a true story, but right at the end, they have the words up on the screen saying a certain boys' school denies whatever. So there is a link, obviously.
I thought it was a true story.
No, that's what it sort of says. It says the names and all that have
that's
been
why
changed.
I'm so invested in it because I thought yeah, it was a true story.
But
right from
no,
the
but it's out there that it. It's
even if it weren't a true story, that stuff does go on. So I mean, it's yeah, a true story somewhere, isn't it?
But it's neither confirm or deny, that kind of thing. Because they...
Yeah, a bit ambiguous, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't... You're not quite sure what way to jump. Obviously, you go
because it says at the end that it's got, like, so-and-so denied a comment and all this kind of stuff at yeah, the end in the writing. But...
I like that at the end. Sorry, Bob.
No, go on.
Where they're sitting around the table at the end and they're all singing and yeah, then it tells you what happened and then that one was dead.
Yeah, the two
yeah,
guys
and
died.
I thought, oh, no.
Yeah. But it's quite, I don't know what the word is, but when they say, and this was a night just for us and this was the last time we was all together.
Yeah, it's really
yeah, but
sad.
Their lifestyle, they weren't going to live, they weren't going to be old bones, were they?
No, I mean.
The gangster no, lifestyle. Oh, no. Someone's got to get you.
Yeah, it's such a good film though. But again, I hate the what's in it and what happens. And but I think if it wasn't as harrowing, the story sort of it doesn't hold as much sort of emotion. Like if they just went around there and maybe just got whacked around the head, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you can sort of think, well,
no, it's got to stir your emotions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that goes to the I mean, even when they're walking down that tunnel,
that's the worst.
You see, boys, you got rules are put in place to, you know,
yeah,
and you got to follow rules. And after, because I've seen it a few times, when you watch it again, it is like it's almost like they're going down to hell. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they are.
They are. But they're just walking down that tunnel, and yeah, and it's just.
And they just look numb, don't they? Mm. The boys?
And they say, didn't they? They say there are no pictures of the abuse that we got. We never yeah, talked about it. We tried to block it out as much as possible. And it does happen. I mean, you know, it's a hard-hitting subject, but it does go on. And that's the reality, unfortunately. But I think there is on the fence of, is it real, is it not?
Oh, I think it was...
because it was a voiceover and somebody telling a story.
Yeah, plus I think Lewis said to me, I think this is a, because he watched it with me. I think, but he'd said he'd already seen it, and I'm sure he said to me, I think this is a true story, and that was planted in my head from the beginning. Then
I'm gonna steal Dave's line, based on true.
Based on true.
Yeah. I'm sure if you Googled it, there'd be more information there. But yeah, I don't like doing that with films like that because I like it as it is. I like not sort of knowing if it's...
I love a true... Well, you know how much I love a true story. Yeah. In my head, that's exactly how it happened. It's true, all of it.
Word for word. Yeah.
Right, should we have a little break, Bob?
All right, then we'll be back in five, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, right, okay, I'll play the tune.
Pauline versus Bob.
I've pulled it back.
Oh, no. This is where I'm going to lose it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right, I've got four here, Pauline. Number one is at the top, number four is at the bottom. Give us a number between one and four.
One.
Oh, right, this is the one. Oh,
Mike's gone everywhere.
Mike's gone everywhere.
I don't like these. I'm nervous. What's the score, Dave?
4-4.
See, we never needed to have done it.
Yeah, stop.
Now, we know the new rules, don't we? You can't say, oh, I don't know nothing. Oh, I don't know nothing about that. You just got to get on with it. Right, Pauline?
Didn't say a word last time.
He was under strict instructions, that's why.
That means he knows it's something kind of nothing about.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is a knockout.
Do you want to do the first? Yeah. Do you want me to flip it? Because you take somebody's eye out.
Yeah, I ain't got no room here. I'm stuck in the corner.
Heads or tails?
Oh, head. Am I got heads? Yeah.
Tails.
Oh.
Bob, do you want to go?
Yes, 5-4. Yes. I'll go. Well, do I know the subject first?
Do you want to know the subject?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. I have a list here of the top 40 countries visited by UK residents abroad in 2015 before the war started.
War. I've noticed, Dave, you ain't got your bell or your cross out.
Oh, well, you know why? Because I was late up, wasn't I? You were all set up here and I was still faffing around.
I was hoping not to hear that. There's the bell. Bring on the cross.
Is the battery still in? Say it, Pauline.
Boo.
Yeah, that works. Right, this is a straight knockout. So wrong answer. I've got a lot of work here. This is all in alphabetical order.
Did we get lives?
Do you need a life? All right, I'll give you a life.
Okay.
40 countries visited by the UK resident. Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
In 2015.
When UK residents gone on holiday, where have they gone? Robert.
The United States of America. Do I have to name the state?
No, the state. That is fifth on the list.
Oh,
hello. Okay.
Oh, that's musical.
I wonder if people would visit France. Because I'm thinking Paris.
France?
Going off to Paris.
Gay Paris.
People go and visit Paris all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I've been there.
Number two on the list.
Wow.
Well, it's only across the road, isn't it?
Across the road. I'm going to have to go for Spain.
Spain. And the Balearic Islands.
Is that like Costa del Sol and all that?
Balearic Islands is Mallorca, Menorca, Ibiza and that.
Oh, yeah.
Number one on the list.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Germany.
Who goes to Germany?
Me, I went on the Nürburgring.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I've been
Germany
a few times.
Number 11 on the list.
Say?
Popular in 44.
I can't think of any countries now.
And it's awful, your mind goes blank. Yeah. Then once we turn it off, you know loads.
Australia.
Oh, that's a long way.
Oh, it's a very long way. That's two roads away.
You think us being the mother country and people visiting relatives, that will be very
high
they're
on
the list.
In number three.
38.
Oh
bloody hell, Corba.
Now, what, you bloody Brits over here?
Oh, sorry, Australia. she's got a serious face on.
I know. Switzerland.
Switzerland?
So I want to go to Switzerland, so I think other people might want to as well.
18 on the list.
Yay. Wow, okay. I hated the old one, but I'm going to go for the New Zealand.
New Zealand, eh? New Zealand. Next to Australia.
It is.
What? Not on the list. Your life has gone.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you my next one? South Africa. Would that
South
have
Africa.
Been
leave it, man. It's not worth it.
Well.
South Africa, 31.
Yes. Now, see, Bob. I could just rail them off. No, I can't.
Yeah, I've lost a life. No, it's not done.
Have we got lives? Yeah,
you got a life.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say South Africa. Is it really live?
It's your go, Sam.
It's your go. Yeah, you... Oh, calm down. Calm down.
Oh, brown paper bag, everyone.
Oh, Jesus. Right,
I thought you said, do we need lives? Meaning no.
Oh, God. That was emotional,
yeah,
wasn't
sorry,
it?
Sorry, everybody.
And calm. Go on holiday?
Greece.
Greece. I've been there loads.
Yeah, I mean, you alone would get them into the top 20.
Six on the list.
Oh, oh, that's high.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering... Japan. Is that where you have to stop off to go to Australia, or is that China?
That's not going on holiday there. That's just stopping over.
Oh, because my friend done that. She's going for a few days.
Not on the list.
I've lost a lot.
Right, you're down. Oh. Bare bones. Oh,
down to the nitty-gritty. Oh, it's my go, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I forgot. Right. See, I'm going to say something.
Just
now.
Say a country. I don't want any. Is that count? Just say a country.
Well, can I have the question again?
Top 40 countries visited by UK residents abroad in 2015.
Okay, so it's, yeah, okay, cool.
What happened there?
Well, I was thinking United Kingdom, England.
Oh, I see,
yeah. See what I mean? Which is stuff.
That would be number one on the list, wouldn't it? Because they're already here.
We're here. I can't think.
God, what are countries in the world?
Yeah, I know. Italy.
Italy. Italia. What, the European champions?
The European champions.
Four on the list.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good one. Now I'm going to be really thick.
Oh, this is going to be controversial.
I don't
know
if this is a country. Everyone's going to be thinking, what a fit cow, but you didn't know cars. I don't know if this is...
She has to point out my flaws, doesn't she?
I don't know if this is a country on its own or it's a part of something. The Maldives.
The Maldives.
Oh, you
are
won.
Out. Bob, five.
Yay.
Oh.
Four.
Is Maldives an actual country?
I think it's a group of islands, isn't
it? Oh,
I'm
is
sure it?
It
is.
You missed out on Canaries was number three.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah,
where's Benidorm?
That's Spain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tenerife and all that, isn't it? Canaries,
yeah.
Gran Canaria. Lanzarote. Oh. Other big hitters you missed out on. Number 10, Republic of Ireland.
Well, this is what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I thought
Ireland. And I thought, no, you know.
8,
yeah.
Netherlands.
Oh,
13, Mexico.
Oh, wouldn't have got that either.
9, Turkey. I've been to Turkey. 7, Portugal. You've been to Portugal.
I've thought of one, but Lisbon. I know I'm out now. Lisbon. But is Egypt on there? Because a lot of people go to Egypt.
28 on the list.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
Do you know what number 40 was?
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, I'm going to Barbados. Barbados.
Oh, see, I was thinking of...
I'm going to Barbados.
I mean,
yeah.
Austria you could have had. America, oh. Austria. Belgium, 12.
I've been to Belgium.
Cyprus. Cuba, 32 on the list. Canada, 35.
Is Ecuador there, Dave?
No. That's full of Ecuadorians.
That's a great word.
Ecuadorian. What a great word. Hungary, people go there for stag nights now, don't they?
Not to be fed.
Iceland 25, supposed to be amazing. Iceland, Jamaica that 34,
it.
Malta 19, Poland 16, Thailand. People got Thailand.
My uncle used to go all the time, didn't he?
Came back with a wife every time.
Yeah, five. No, I didn't really.
Right. Well,
mind you, I think we went four. Further with that one than we did.
Yeah,
most.
I think we did ourselves proud there. Can't be embarrassed by that.
Well, it was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Come on, hey, come on. You know you're playing with it, don't you? Jesus, fucking zig and zag over it. You're zig, it's all right.
All right, that's
all right
then.
Well, okay. That was
Pauline versus Bob.
5-4.
Yeah, Bob. Well done.
4-2 down, 5-4 up.
Hey, hey.
You're a roll, son.
You I are. Am, yeah. I had a roll just before I came up here.
What was in it?
Coronation chicken. Oh. Yeah, enjoyed that. Interesting news. okay, so I wanted to ask you about Kevin Bacon.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah. I
sold his soul.
I won't. Sold his soul, yes, absolutely. I could not agree more.
I wonder if he's in adverts in America as well, or he's just over here. He does them terrible adverts, doesn't he?
For free, is it?
Yeah.
Free?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
yeah.
that.
I hate seeing it. I mean, Bob De Niro started doing them.
Yeah, there, Harvey Keitel did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bloody Harvey Keitel. Yeah.
Tell you what advert I like.
Oh, wait, I wanted to ask
oh,
you
oh, sorry.
No, yeah. Go on, advert. Go on,
the
go on.
Snoop Dogg for Just Eat.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do you like that?
I just think it's funny. I like it. I like to sing with it. Yeah, what are you going to ask?
Go on, let's sing it. No, what's the words?
No, I don't know. No, what's the word? Because can't remember.
Yeah.
He wants to know if you like him smoked or normal.
No, Kevin Bacon. Yeah. When I say Kevin Bacon, because he's been around a long time. What's the...
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Go on.
Footloose.
Is that...
I've never seen Footloose.
I think
of Tremors when I think of Kevin Bacon.
I do as well, yeah, with the hat and, yeah. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Oh, that was an awful
Oh,
feel.
Grow up.
I saw it once, long, long time ago. It's... Well, I thought it was a joke.
It's not based on true, you know.
I just couldn't believe it was a real film.
It was one of them B films.
It's down there with Wayne's World.
Down there? They're yeah. both up there.
Down there with the dead men.
Yeah, with the dregs.
Dregs! Oh, I love Tremors. But that's how I picture him. I mean, he's been in this. He does do a lot of things. He did Hollow Man as well, which was quite good.
Oh, I didn't think much of it. I saw that in the pictures. I thought it was second rate.
I quite liked it.
Not as bad as the Invisible Man film they made about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, well, I've seen that. Oh, is that where God. The woman lives in the big... They both live in the big, massive house?
Yeah, he's got like a
and
suit on.
She gets
on
out it. At the beginning. Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, that's right. And then she kills him at the table at the end.
Yeah, but the camera looks like... She didn't. She got away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I prefer the old Claude Rains one from the 30s where he just takes all the bandages off and then he's gone. With dodgy special effects where a cup of saucer picks itself up and you see the string.
I didn't mind that Invisible Man, though, especially when they're in the kitchen and she didn't know where he was and he's... Yeah, I quite like it.
I didn't mind it. It was a different spin on it because it was a suit rather than him actually going invisible. Yeah, I didn't mind it. It was all right.
Invisible.
I tell you who I do like. Have you seen The Watchmen?
Oh, yeah, I like that film.
Have you seen that?
It goes on about 4 hours, doesn't it? It's
I think the film as a whole is a bit too long. And a
I
bit
don't
too
like the bloke who's brilliant, you know, the bloke who's unbeatable.
The blue
who
bloke.
Lives on the moon.
Yeah, the blue bloke.
Yeah, once he gets to him, I think, oh.
Yeah, I like Warshak.
Is he the bloke with the bandage face? Yeah,
he should get his own film. He should get his own film. That he gets arrested. He's only little, this bloke, and he wears a mask that's like a war shack. You know, they show you a picture of like ink, and you say, what's that? And you know, scientists.
Blotting.
Yeah, ink blot test. That's it. But he has a mask like that, and it sort of moves and stuff. But he's proper tough. He's in prison. I saw this clip recently. He's in prison in the line for his food. And the bloke next to him is this massive bloke. And he comes over and he goes, hey, somebody told me you're special. Somebody told me you're unbeatable. Well, I'm going to prove them wrong right now. And knocks his tray out of his hands and all that sort of stuff. And he turns around and he's tiny compared to this bloke. And he just smacks him in the face and grabs his head, smashes the glass with it, and then picks up the chip fat pan and pours it over him. And he says, you've lot have got to get it right. I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me. It's like, brilliant. Just a little bit of action there. Man. He should have his own film. He's got a wicked voice as well, that bloke.
Oh, what's that on the plane going to Phoenix?
I didn't mind. I didn't see it for a long time and I watched it.
Like, the second time I went to Phoenix, I watched Gran Torino.
Oh,
that's a brilliant film. Seen Gran Torino?
No,
what?
Oh,
God, get out.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
I don't even know that film.
It's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, as an old, it's like recent film. No. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's brilliant. If anybody hasn't seen Gran Torino out there,
but would I like it?
Yes, you would. It's emotional. It's you know what you said about the Green Book.
Yeah.
When you said it's two worlds collide, it's like that. It's like that. That's what I imagine when you're talking about it.
Have you seen The Mule?
No.
Oh God! Mind you, The Mule's not as well known, but yeah, it's still good.
It's still good. I mean,
again, Clint Eastwood.
He's ancient. It must be late '80s in that, but yeah. It's a good film.
No, yeah. He's good. Seen that. My mum's favourite Clint Eastwood film. Have you seen it? It's Play Misty.
Play Misty for me. I saw that.
Yeah, is that good? I've never seen that.
It's a bit dated now. It's a bit like a sort of TV movie now, I think. But it's an unusual role for him.
Yeah.
For him.
You're Spanish.
I remember your mum telling me a story about a Clint Eastwood film where he was married to that blonde girl. I can't think of her name, but I'll come to me in a minute. But she's gone along in the car and, I can't remember where it goes now, but she's gone along in the car.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
It's who says the next line, hang on. Oh yeah, and these blokes are shouting at her and that blonde bitch and something like that. Anyway, a long time ago, 4 years ago, I saw this. But he's going along, and she stopped, and she says to this bloke, "Do you want a lift?" So he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, stick a jack up your ass." That always used to make your mum laugh very on that line.
Jesus. Very graphic. Well, I suppose we should. We know we've done the Pauline thing, haven't we? Pauline versus Bob. It's now time for everyone's favourite
Sandra Locke, I think her name was. The blonde bird.
Everyone's favourite Sandra Locke.
So everyone's favourite Sandra Locke.
Diary.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Let me take a little look inside my little book. I've tried to, you know, I've recently started buying singles. Obviously,
I think you'd mentioned it.
Yeah, I've tried to get that. £20 they want for it on eBay.
I thought you said that last episode.
Yeah, I saw that.
It hasn't gone up then. Inflation hasn't kicked in.
Yeah, but if it means so much to you,
no,
then you're worth
it.
£20.
Don't mean that much.
Oh.
Does it mean 20 quid to you?
Your diary does.
Yeah, your diary does.
Right. It's Monday, the 26th of July. For some reason, I've done this one in green ink, which is...
Does that mean special?
What does that mean?
No, it's faded badly, though. At night, go over Ruskin Park. I said that about it last time. At night, go over Ruskin Park, play tennis, win every game, in brackets, 10. Then go home, have a laugh with some girls around the chip shop.
Woo!
No wonder I've done it in green.
Yeah, blimey.
I reckon that weren't totally true, Dave.
I bet you walked in the chip shop with your very tight white shorts on.
Everything in this diary is true.
Based on true.
Based on true.
No, it's true. But if they made a film of it, they'd have to change things. That'd be based on true. Wouldn't make much of a film, would it? Work late for work. I'd be late for work for a while.
No, you haven't.
I just assumed you stopped going. that was. I've already done the tune.
You won every game. The other bloke must have been really.
Yeah, we couldn't have played whole games. You must have just played best out of three games or something.
Did he have one arm?
I was going to say, is that your blind mate?
One arm. Yeah, I played Richard Kimball. No, I was just.
And a few girlies up the old chip shop.
Good night. Yeah.
All right, girls. I was going to say
just
something.
Just 110 new.
Yeah.
Do you want a chip?
Anybody got a pen? I forgot mine. A girl lent you the green pen. Yeah. She's going to write in my diary. Oh, look, he's got a diary.
You reminded me of Delpoy with his file of facts.
Big old features. Yeah, I'm just going to
only
write
Dave's diary is the dead opposite. Look at it.
Yeah, so it's about
tiny
size.
There's nothing
thing.
Wrong with my
size
diary.
I don't know how you got everything in there. Like
they'd be,
I said, like
they'd
Mary
be grandmothers
Poppins
now, wouldn't they? Two girls.
Oh, yeah. They'd all be
I wonder if they're
something.
They're
yeah.
on a podcast now with their... Their daughters.
Do you remember
sons?
That idiot we met?
Yeah. We're just going to listen
met
to
some Wally around the chip shop.
Bragging about tennis, loser. Never gave him my green pen back.
I wonder if he's in white shorts with his tennis racket in my hand. Anyone for tennis, girls?
And your headband, because you said your hair kept getting in your eyes.
John McEnroe.
Yeah, she came up to me and said, can I have a chip, please? You cannot be serious!
can you stand behind the line, please? I was on the line!
that was a long time. 8 years before McEnroe turned up.
That was a good day, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of your highlights.
I wonder if I was late for work the next day. You must have felt a lot in there.
You must have felt like 10 foot tall. In the dream.
No, just work. Just work the following day.
Oh. Maybe you just got bored of writing the word late.
Yeah, late four. Oh, it's
I ain't got time for that.
Just assume I'm late every day.
You just said assume.
Oh. Assume.
He did say assume.
He said
assume. There was an S-H.
He said shh.
Don't yeah. you point at me. Why are you pointing at me?
I talk with my hands. You know I do. I can't help it. He did, though.
Yep. He did.
I assume.
Oh, I wish we'd recorded this.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Jane messaged the other day. Jane from South Carolina. American.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. Yes, question for Pauline.
No, I listened to one of Jane's.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's really good with a lady called Laurie.
Yeah.
And it was the one about films. They both, I won't say in case other people want to tune in and listen.
What's
to
it called?
Oh, it just said five best.
She oh, you went. You went by the
five
the,
best of what she's talking.
Oh, check it out. Maybe
oh, it's really
Jane,
good.
You should carry on.
I enjoyed it.
You should carry on, Jane.
Did you know? I won't say what. I'll tell you after. It's what her number one film is.
But she.
I'll tell you after.
I don't know if I heard a film on. I but that one where they done their bands.
I let other people might want to.
Yeah, yeah. Go and check it out.
But it's really good. Yeah. I think anyone.
I'll tell you, Jane's a big fan of.
Go on.
Here we come. Walking down the street, you get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Is it
I like the symbol in that.
Is it King Kong?
Yeah. Just thought I'd mention it.
Monkeys, not a real band, based on true. I wanted to say Jane messaged us on Facebook and she said she was screaming at the
but everyone does. We can never remember
when we couldn't
Aykroyd. I bet she got Sandra Locke before I did.
Yeah, we couldn't think of Dan Aykroyd of all people. She was going Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. So thank you for joining in, Jane. She said she wants to be a guest host.
A guest host.
Which means I'd have to step down, which ain't going to happen.
Oh, what a great idea.
Hey, you can grow up. Calm down. Well, we're getting there. We are there, people. We've arrived. I'm still not decided.
I know now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We go for you first.
Sleepers.
Oh, okay. And why? What's the difference?
Because it's so harrowing. It's so fantastic. I love the kids.
Oh, so Private Ryan's not harrowing then.
Oh, totally. But I just like Sleepers. I think it's because he's got the kids in it. And
they're good as well.
Oh, they're so good.
They're good.
And the story is so awful. And I just loved every minute of that film. But I do like Saving Private Ryan a lot. If it was up against something else, it would have been different.
But we've all said that they're justified to be in this round.
Yeah, pretty evenly matched as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Dave, do you know which way you're going?
Yeah, but you go next.
Well, I'm gonna agree with Pauline.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh.
Bloody hell, I don't think that's ever happened. Can we just take a moment?
Chloe is Chloe. I mean,
yeah, I've seen these films.
58-42.
Yeah. I just think Sleepers it's got that edge to it that's just...
And a great cast.
Oh, great cast, yeah. And the funny thing is, you think about the cast, Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Brad Pitt, even...
Mini Driver,
all these people, big names. But
Robert De Niro.
But, yeah, I said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said it twice, though. Oh.
but when I think about this film, I think about the four kids.
Yeah.
I do.
On the beginning where...
I like
top
films
the
about the kids in the 50s. Yeah. They're peeking in the old girl's
The girl says, she goes, oh, this is so boring. And he goes, oh, what, you don't want to have a look? She went, it's not like I haven't seen it. He goes, oh, you're so lucky.
Oh, I better do the business. Sorry, yep. Private Ryan. You're out, son.
You're out, yeah. So I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Tom Hanks have fallen by the wayside here. But Sleepers is absolutely justified. If you haven't seen it, and it is harrowing, but give it a go because it's got so much in it. It's heartwarming. It's you just feel for them so badly. And Robert De Niro is great all the way through. I love the confession bit as well.
Yeah. Where they're in there.
And then she says, okay, thank you, boys. And she leaves. Yeah. And they go, she knows us? Yes.
Oh, it's just brilliant film. I loved it.
Yeah. I don't think Saving Private Ryan deserved a free zip, but unfortunately, Sleepers is a great film. It is a great film with everything. It's got funny bits in it, emotional bits, harrowing, shooting, courtroom stuff. It's got everything. Yeah, it really has. And the Hell's Kitchen where they're playing softball or whatever. And they're talking about the girl with no legs. Yeah, go on, you got him, got him. And he sort of throws the game just so that she can feel better about her life.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, anything else to add before we go?
Not really, I'm cooked.
I'm cooked as well, so what, yeah. Cooked. But the big news is we're going to a wedding this weekend, aren't we? So, yeah, we'll have to get a picture of
us. When was the last time you went to a wedding, Bob?
I was best man at my mate's one.
That's a few years ago.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think they just had their fifth anniversary,
I think. That was one in Ilford, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I was the best man.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going down there the Friday before, aren't we? Having a meal together.
It'd be nice. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll see Lewis.
Yeah, we're going to see Lewis in person.
Siri does exist.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's got an actor lined up.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That is the end of it. We are going to end on, once again, sponsored by Maze, a great band, London-based band. They're on all platforms that music can be found on. I'm so good with my descriptions, aren't I? And this is Maze once again with Stop Me. Enjoy. Take care.
See you later.
Bye. Kiss me more. You're all I've been living for.